Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 3-4 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend with us today, this half hour, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Prefontaine is here. He's the founder of SmartRealEstateCoach.com, and he's got a SmartRealEstateCoachPodcast.com. He's the author of a best-selling book called Real Estate on Your Own Terms, Create Continuous Cash Flow Now. Without using your cash or credit. How about that? I'd like a deal like that, wouldn't you? And he's our new friend, Chris Prefontaine. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Pleasure to be on.
It's good to have you here. I love talking about real estate. I love real estate. Chris, I've been telling people for years, I have a confession I've been making, that I'm the worst saver in the world. I'm a horrible saver. I don't save. I can't save. For some reason, it's just not possible for me to save any money. But I'm one hell of a mortgage payment maker.
That's a good thing.
And as far as I'm concerned, making a mortgage payment is like 100 times better than saving money. What do you think?
No, I couldn't agree more. Number one, it's a forced habit, right?
And
number two,
exactly.
You're taking advantage of some principal pay down, obviously.
Well, a lot of things. You can write the interest. If it's commercial, you can write the real estate. I mean, if it's investment, write all the expenses off. Including the interest. You got the amortization of the debt. You got the appreciation from the marketplace. I mean, I call it for small businesses, Chris. My audience knows I've been calling it the stealth benefit of a small business owner. I mean, how many times have you seen? I know you have a family start a business 40 years ago. And at the end of their life, as they were retiring, the business wasn't worth anything, but the real estate that they bought 40 years ago is now at a major intersection worth $4 million. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think there's no question. And I can take it one step further. Instead of amortizing that note, you can actually buy your own building with some owner financing. We just did it. We just closed a week ago for our own offices, but we did it with owner financing with no interest. So it's principal-only payments every single month. That's a cool way to go.
No kidding. I find me a deal like that, and I'm in, Chris. I'll go in with you on that one. So let's talk about – yeah, I do want to continue to talk for just a little bit about small business owners owning their own business and what you think about that. As I said, I tell them it's a stealth benefit. You get to pay yourself rent. You set the business up as a privately owned by you as an individual. Your company's in a corporation. The corporation leases it from you. It's a separate entity. It leases it from you. You get to set your interest rates subject only to what the IRS allows. What do you think?
I think it's great because you get to control your rent too. So my building that we just did, one of my entities will lease that from my entity that bought it, right? So it's the same as you just outlined. And each year you can control the rent based on how business is doing, based on what write-off you might need in your entity paying the rent, all kinds of cool things, techniques.
Right. Yeah, there's no question about it. Of course now the trick is you got to make sure if it's where you're going to be, it's where you're going to operate your business, you got to make sure that it's where you need to be, where customers want you to be, right? I've seen people buy a business just for the real estate, and I've seen people buy a business that they had to move because the real estate was no good. So you got to make sure that the location, we all know what the three things are, right? Right, Chris? We got to make sure the location is still the right thing for you, at least for, I'm going to say at least 5 years. What do you think?
I agree, and you also want to have multiple, in case that comes about where you have to move that you alluded to, how about if you have multiple exits, meaning the one we just closed on, if I never moved into it, I can cash flow it fantastic. So
right.
We'll move in, but if I didn't, or if I changed my mind, or if something cool came up down the road, I can just rent it out and do well with it. I won't be stuck. So you don't want to buy something you're going to be stuck with.
Well said. And the other thing is you know, if you are a like a professional services company, and you for whatever reason you have to be, your best location is for you to rent for someone else. They control those offices or whatever. You have to rent from someone else. The circumstances are such that you have to do that. Don't, you know, even if you're paying somebody else rent, go find a place, a way to be in the market, in the real estate market somewhere else, right? Have another commercial property somewhere else. What do you think?
I think it's critical because it's all we do. We have a family company that buys and sells real estate, but we teach others to do it too. And what do we teach? Just what you said, but also teaching them how to buy on terms. So they're never using a bank. They're never using and jeopardizing their credit.
I want to talk about that some more. We're going to skip a segment and talk about that at the end. But in the meantime, between then, I'm going to get Chris to talk to us about how the real estate industry, how the marketplace is evolving, morphing, transmogrifying these days, especially because of the demographic situation that's going on. Unprecedented.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.